Action.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're going to talk about Chemistry 101 with Dr. Lenny Time, our newest senior USAprepares.com instructor. Dr. Lenny Time is a PhD chemist, and a close friend of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Dr. Lenny Time.
Thank you, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Dr. Time, chemistry is something that we're involved with chemistry every day. We wash our dishes, when we drink a glass of water, when we mix a beverage. It's something that we don't know very much about, but we use it every day. So I thought this would be a great opportunity for you to share your wealth of knowledge with our class. And we'll start with Chemistry 101. Your website is called howdt.blogspot.com. H-O-W-D-T at .blogspot.com. So let's talk about chemistry. Should we start with what is chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry is pretty much how atoms bond to each other. Atoms are individual pieces that are elements that form from the periodic table. The periodic table actually describes the formation of elements, not the elements follow the table. But Mendeleev in the late half of the 19th century figured out a pattern, and we have gotten to chemistry by looking at each individual element. The elements are things like hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen that combine with each other to make different molecules. And so the atoms in the periodic table combine to make molecules. The smallest molecule everybody's familiar with is water, H2O. Certain elements attract to each other, and the elements are found various places scattered on the Earth. Hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen are in the atmosphere. There's a lot of things dissolved in the oceans and in the other bodies of water on Earth. The land contains many minerals and elements, and so this is basically what we're talking about when we're talking chemistry. My area is natural resources, so I'm going to talk more about the chemistry of things outside rather than inside.
Okay, and I'm looking at the periodic chart right now, and I see that hydrogen, the element, has a number one associated with it. Lithium has the number two. Sodium, the number three, potassium, the number four. What does that mean?
Okay. The numbers in order on the periodic table with hydrogen 1, helium 2, lithium 3, etc., are the atomic number. That's the number of protons in the nucleus of the element, and each different element has a different number of protons in the nucleus. The protons are balanced out by neutrons in the nucleus, and the neutrons are sort of the glue that holds the protons together, and combined, the protons and the neutrons add up to make the mass of the element. So an element like iron has a mass number of 52 and an element number of 26, which would imply 26 protons, 26 neutrons for a total weight of 52.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the am I reading this right, that the higher the number of the element, the heavier, as we would look at it,
yes,
the heavier
the
that
heavier
element?
The element and the bigger that element. And so as elements add protons and neutrons as you walk down the periodic table, they get heavier and more massive. And so you get to something like uranium, and it's got 92 as its atomic number, and its mass is up in the 200s. So there's a lot of subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons, that are there in uranium, which is why it does so many interesting things.
Okay, so if we continue on this and we say, you know, as a bullet, we typically use lead as a bullet. Now, lead is, we would say, you know, for its size, for its physical size, it's pretty heavy. And lead is fairly inexpensive, so it's easy to use. I see why we would use these as a disposable projectile. We shoot it once and don't worry about it. Well, if we wanted something that was even heavier for its physical size, we'd want to start shooting uranium. And is that why we use depleted uranium, because it's so heavy for its physical size?
Yes, because if you get it propelled and it's heavy, it will go through things that it hits because it's denser, and it can get through armed bunkers better than the lead can. The lead sort of hits and flattens out. The uranium is hard. So, yes, that would be why they use. Not a real good idea, though, that depleted uranium still contains a lot of radioactive materials, and we should be cleaning up our messes, not spreading them out.
Mm-hmm. And governments are excellent at creating messes and spreading them out. And an example of that is, yes, we're using depleted uranium for munitions, and we use them in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then out in space, our governments have left so much junk in space that it's a nuisance for them to put new spacecraft and satellites there because of all the trash that's there. So I'm absolutely in accord with you. So let's talk about water. Okay, you said,
okay,
H2O, the smallest molecule. Let's talk
right.
about that.
Hydrogen has a weight of 1. Oxygen has a weight of 16. So a water molecule has a weight of 18. That means, in chemistry terms, that there's 18 grams to what we call a mole of water. And a mole is just a small furry critter that runs around on the prowl out in the forests. No. It's holes. No. A mole is defined as 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd molecules in a mole. Now, 10 to the 23rd, it is an exponential number. And to get an idea of how many molecules there are in that, you know the 1 liter water bottles that we walk around with, the soda bottles? If you fill that with water at 18 grams per mole, there would be 55 moles of water in just that soda bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're talking 55 moles of water in a soda bottle, how many moles of water in an ocean? When we talk about that number, 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, that's called Avogadro's number, and it's something that was measured back in the 18th century very accurately, and it turns out that no matter what the substance is, if you take its weight, that's how many molecules there are in one mole. So to get an idea of that 10 to the 23rd, let's take a million, okay? Everybody knows how much a million is. That's 10 to the 6th. So if you take a million, that's 10 to the 12th, and now we're talking about a trillion. So now we're talking about numbers that are huge numbers, 10 to the 12th. We're talking about numbers like Congress spends in a year, which is way wasted money. Now if you take a trillion, that's 10 to the 24th, and that's pretty close to 10 to the 23rd. So we're talking about a trillion, atoms of water in just that 1 liter bottle.
Staggering. Absolutely staggering.
Yeah. When you look at water, water is the most abundant substance on the whole earth, and it's been studied for so long that we forget to study it again, and we don't really know as much about water as we think we do. There's some very new science coming out of the University of Washington from a scientist named Jerry Pollack on the fourth phase of water. And I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations to see if what he was saying could be true. And to my surprise, yes, what he's saying could be true. That there's about 10 to the 6th or 10 to the 7th water molecules in a special water phase on the edges of any glass, so that that phase of water excludes everything that's dissolved in the water. And if you think about it, with water being so much smaller than every other molecule in existence, instead of dragging around maybe 1,000 or 2,000 water molecules with each biomolecule, we should be thinking about biomolecules dragging about 10 million water molecules or 100 million water molecules. And these numbers are only 10 to the 7th, 10 to the 8th. Which is well within our realm of 10 to the 23rd, which is the bigger. So there's a lot of things to think about. When you start thinking about atoms, atoms are like billiard balls. Then we get to molecules, and molecules are these billiard balls tethered together by bonds. And so the molecules we're used to deal with are usually organic molecules that go up into making food and vegetables and things like that. There's a whole nother realm of molecules that are inorganic in nature. I hear that we're coming to a break.
We are. Dr. Lenny Time's with us. Dr. Lenny Time. And we're talking about Chemistry 101. And we're trying to make it simple. And Dr. Lenny, you're doing a fabulous job. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. Please, stay tuned for Chemistry 101.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Manna Bosal here from Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, fabulous instruction today. Dr. Lenny Time is with us, and we're talking about chemistry. And if you'd like to go to his website, howdt.blogspot.com. Dr. Lenny Time, you're talking about atoms and molecules. Please continue.
Yes, atoms are elements in the periodic table. Molecules are collections of elements that have bonds between them that are usually collected in small numbers, not large numbers. So we have things like ammonia, which is NH3, water, which is H2O, and the letters are designated for the elements on the periodic table. So there's 120 elements on the periodic table. And each one has a one or two letter symbol that designates them. After you get to molecules, we have made something called polymers. And the best way to look at polymers are they're collections of molecules that have been fused together to make things like plastic, rubber. The wood in trees would be a biopolymer. And other biopolymers would be proteins, enzymes, starches, and sugars. And the reason I'm explaining this is because I'm going to get into water in great depth and realize that when we're talking about polymers and biopolymers, the weights of these things are, well, think of after the biopolymers, the proteins and enzymes in your system, they go to make up your organs. And think of how big the organs are in relation to things. Now, all of these biopolymers and organs are all totally hydrated, and the weight of water that it's carrying around at 18 weight for water and 100,000 weight for the biopolymers, and there's more water weight than bio weight there, organic weight. So there's a lot of water being packed around. Now, water has this property where it likes to attract to itself. And we've been told that opposites attract by Paula Abdul and numerous other people, not in chemistry. In chemistry, like dissolves like, and like things attract. Opposites tend to repel, but they tend to get a surface layer of water. And water is one of those molecules that is polar. What we mean by polar is not that it lives up at the North or South Pole and gets very cold. What we mean is that there's a charge difference within the molecules. In fact, water is such a great universal solvent because the oxygen end of the water has sort of this negative charge, and the hydrogen end of the water has a positive charge. So water is a molecule that if you imagine the oxygen bonded to the two hydrogens with a bond angle of about 109, which is greater than square, which is 90 degrees, but not that far off from it. And these water molecules line up with the hydrogen end of one water molecule attracted to the oxygen end of another water molecule. And as I said, our 1 liter Coke bottle holds a trillion molecules. And not only that, it holds 55 times that much. So we're talking about huge numbers of water in very limited space. In fact, we're talking about water being 99 out of every 100 molecules on Earth because it's that small and it goes to make up everything. So when water is charged, it tends to pick up other charged particles. These other charged particles are called ions, and ions are things that are made out of atoms in the periodic table. For metals, what happens is the metals will lose a couple of electrons and become metal ions. So you can have iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gold, silver, all sorts of things dissolved in the water because they are ionic in nature. They have a positive charge, and the oxygen end attracts them.
Dr. Langtime, we're going into a break. I can see what's going to happen, class. You're going to need to download this podcast, and you can do it at usapreparis.com, and you'll need to share it with friends and family and possibly listen to it a few times. Absolutely brilliant. Dr. Lenny Time, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bass, I was thinking about Chemistry 101 back in the early 1970s. You know, there were 550 students in the chemistry theater at the university. And what we're learning right here is an overview of that class in 1 hour with senior instructor at USAPrepares.com, Dr. Lenny Time. Dr. Time, this is absolutely brilliant. You are succinct and very effective in your description of what chemistry is. Please continue. I'm absolutely fascinated.
Okay. We were talking about ions, and we were talking about how metal ions dissolve in water, because the positive charge of the metal ions are attracted to the oxygen side of the water that carries a negative charge. So the water molecules line up around that, let's say, iron atom. The iron ion gets a hydration sphere, and that hydration sphere typically is about 100 to 1,000 water atoms, or so I thought until last year when I learned that it was more 100,000 to 1,000,000 water atoms, and I had to recalculate all of my knowledge of water solutions. It's really important for the listeners to remember that when they find out new information, they should check out the sources of the new information and see that when it's confirmed, that that change carries along into the thinking in other areas, because one of the things we have to do is think ourselves out of a box that was built by other people thinking the way that we've been taught to think. So I hope everybody here is starting to think differently. Let's go back to water. There's also, well, the metal ions are called cations. Those are positive charged ions. There's also negative charged ions called anions. And since in nature charge is balanced, an anion and a cation attract each other, and they form what is called a salt. Salts are things like the table salt that people have in their kitchens, that's sodium chloride. There's things like potassium iodide, which is a good salt to take to protect you from radiation, especially from the radioactive iodide that is out in the air. But salts can be like... oh, there's lots of different salts. If salts also, the anion from the salts, can bond to hydrogen from water and form acids. So a nitrate anion would form nitric acid, and a sulfate anion would form sulfuric acid. Nitrate is NO3, so nitric acid would be HNO3. Sulfuric acid from sulfate, sulfate SO4, so H2SO4 is sulfuric acid, but we'll get into names of chemistry compounds in a different show.
Okay.
For now, go ahead.
No, please continue.
For now, realize that anions also pick up water, but they hydrate by attaching to the hydrogen side of the water, not the oxygen side. But there's always lots and lots of water molecules around these ions. And in fact, when we have pure water, we want to have ions in our water. If we take our water and get rid of all the ions and we use total distilled water, that's good water for scientific experiments, but it would take... if we drank that water, it would take the ions out of our body to replenish into the water. And so it's not a good thing to drink distilled water. Spring water is much better. But filtered water is very important, especially given how municipalities don't clean their water system well enough for our use. You know, Vince, I was listening to the commercial for Berkey Filters.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Filtration of water is something that everybody should think about. They should also think about using structured water. And structured water is part of that new phase of water that I was talking about earlier, where if you spin water in a vortex, it will make it so that the water sort of activates and all lines up, and that's a good form of water. I've done it with Ormus gold before. That's a water structure, but ions are water structures also, as long as they're in very low concentrations. So looking into structured water instead of regular water, Vincent Schauberger in the 1950s designed something called a flow form that he had made for dealing with the pollution in rivers. And I don't know why Schauburger got shut down. He got shut down like Tesla got shut down and a lot of other great scientists of that era, because really they weren't making enough money for their corporations that were using them as slave labor. That's also another topic. Maybe we should talk about how to measure if the water is clean enough.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, there's certain properties of water that everybody should be familiar with, one of which is the pH. pH is a measure of hydrogen ion, and basically a neutral pH is about 7. The scale ranks from 0 to 14, where 0, 1, and 2 are very acidic, and 12, 13, and 14 are very basic or alkaline, and things in biology like to be between 6 and 8 pH. We can measure turbidity, which is a measure of how clear the water is. We tend to get a set of standards and put a light beam through the water, and the clearer the water is, the more light gets through it. And that's a good measure to know that somebody hasn't just stirred up things in your water. Temperature is a very key property of water. Measuring the temperature of the water, you get sort of a feel for how things are going. Flowing water should run cold. 55 degrees is in-earth water temperature. And so some places get real hot, Yellowstone and such. Conductivity. Conductivity is a measure of ionic strength. If you measure the conductivity, it's really a measure of how much electricity can flow through, and having a very high conductivity should tip you off to things. Total suspended solids and total dissolved solids are good things to know. To measure total suspended solids, you basically pour a liter of water through a weighed filter and then weigh the filter again, and anything the filter caught was a suspended solid. You then pour the water into a pan, evaporate it off, scrape out or weigh the difference of the pan, and that's your dissolved solid. So you have some solids that get dissolved in water, others that are suspended in water. And of course, if it's drinking water you're worried about, you want to measure coliform. And pretty much drinking water should be passed through a 0.45 micron filter, a very small filter to remove that stuff. Or you can use things like colloidal silver or iodine or something else as a disinfectant to put in and make sure that there's no critters living in your water. But it's real important for health to keep hydrated and to be certain that you have good water. In fact, if you ever find yourself stranded, your water source should be your highest priority, because you can go without food for way longer than you can go without water.
Dr. Lenny Time, I believe you said that when we're filtering water, we need to use a 0.45 micron filter. Now, when people buy these home whole house water filters, they can get them in 20 micron sizes, 10 micron sizes, and 5 micron sizes. So if I heard you correctly, 0.45 microns will absolutely, the particles that size will go right through those 5 micron filters.
Yes, but they're already putting the water from the municipal system into that, and the 0.45 is like if I'm camping out in the stream and I want to make sure that there's no deer poop in my water.
And while, since you've mentioned this, Dr. Time, there are many people who are putting in systems to collect water, and even though it's illegal in some areas, and although I would fight it, and
yeah,
I would still, whether it's illegal or not, I wouldn't be concerned about the laws. Me personally, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, isn't it funny how the government claims to own all the water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
people are putting rainwater collection systems from their roofs. And a lot of us, including me, have a composition roof with these, like, hard granules attached to a composition shingle. Now, the radioactivity is in the air. It's landing on my roof as well as other people's roofs. Bird poop is there, leaf debris, everything that's in the air, you know, has the potential for landing on my roof. Now, if I collect rainwater, the first bit of rain is going to have the highest concentration of all of this debris, although it be very small. What you're teaching us is we need to be careful so that we may not even be able to see with our naked eye the contaminants in our water. Isn't that what you're saying?
There's no way you would be able to see with your naked eye the contaminants. But if you run a catchment through a sand filter or a charcoal filter, everything that's in it should get hung up, and the stuff that comes out will be clean enough for you.
Okay. Dr. Lenny Times with us. We're going to talk more about Chemistry 101 and water when we come back. Dr. Lenny Time, your choice of where we want to go after this break, because everything you say is absolutely critical for us to know. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to share this with you. The long-range patrol rations are available from the freeze-dry guy. 866-404-3663. We keep freeze-dry guy products in our vehicles. My family was stranded in Kentucky a few days ago because of the ice, and they had water and freeze-dry guy food in the vehicles, in the truck, four-wheel drive truck, and blankets and everything they needed. They were able to camp out at a truck stop in the vehicle. Everything was fine. So I just want to tell you that you may want to consider doing what we do. Freeze-dry guy. .com, 866-404-3663. Dr. Lenny Times with us, howdt.blogspot.com, howdt.blogspot.com. Dr. Lenny, please continue.
Yes, one of the things I'd like to clear up is what chemistry is in a broader sense. There's five subfields in chemistry. And probably the one most people are familiar with is called organic chemistry, but it's not organic like food organic is. Organic refers to just carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen compounds. That primarily anything organic is carbon-based with lots of water, which includes everything alive pretty much. There's also a field called inorganic chemistry, which is everything else that is not in the field of organic chemistry, and that's where my area of expertise lies. It's in the chemistry of everything. So I look towards the natural resources and how they're controlled. And right now we've got some serious water issues in this world that if we don't wake up, we're going to find that Nestle's and Monsanto own everybody's water and want us to pay for it. We also have some serious issues with how clean these corporations are keeping the water. I seem to remember a certain spill in the Gulf of Mexico that happened a couple years ago that didn't get cleaned properly and got shoved under the carpet. And that is not acceptable in this world any longer. We have to call out the BPs of the world and the Halliburtons, which own the companies TechCo, which have polluted more water with radiation in Japan. So it's time for all us listeners to start paying attention to who's in control of the water and make sure that water, which is a resource of the people for the people, is always available to the people without having to pay for it. Another field of chemistry, analytical chemistry, is the field of measurement. That's the one interested in the quantity of how much is there as opposed to the quality of what is there, although quality is a big part also because you want to know what things you have. So analytical chemistry separates things by chromatography and analyzes them by spectroscopy. There's also physical chemistry that studies the properties of different chemicals. And there's nuclear chemistry, which I think we talked about the last time we talked with Rick. Not a good issue, but one that really needs to be rethought because, as I said earlier, Pandora's box has been opened and hasn't been stuffed back in. Can't be done. So we got to look at our problem and deal with it. Say, Vince, what do you think about GMOs?
Oh, boy, I have a problem with them, and I try to avoid them with every step. I literally do. We have a garden right here at the farm, and we try to use heirloom seeds. I'm very concerned about GMOs. Tell us what your thoughts are.
I'm also very concerned about GMOs, but it sounds like we're coming up where that'll have to be the topic of our next talk.
Well, let's do that. Is that where you want to go for Chemistry 102, GMOs?
I think so, because I think that what's going on out there is not very well explained and is an emotional issue, and that maybe if we talked about it, some of our listeners might have better ideas.
Okay, Dr. Lenny Time. Next one is Chemistry 102 when he comes back. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And Dr. Time, thank you so much.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.